Hello, welcome back to Rent Money Confessions with your host, me, Shaylin. Hello. If you guys missed last week's episode, I know we're building this little community brick by brick from the ground up, aren't we? But our Instagram was popping last week. I was like, okay, with the like getting over 10K views. I mean, it's no big deal, guys. Huge podcast. Anyways. Every week I have to sit here with Holly and Marcus quietly behind like the camera. They're just trying not to audibly like say out loud, like, dear God, I'm a mess. A mess put together some days. Anyways, if you did not check out that episode, Demps, I was crying. Like, I was on the verge of peeing my pants the whole episode. And you have to go watch it for the sake of just if you need a great laugh for the day. There it is for you. So please go watch that if you haven't. Today's a solo dolo episode. And we're going to chit chat. Let's see. I got my phone up. Got my organized notes. I'm waiting on my glasses to get here. That it's been 2 weeks now and I refuse. I've found that I hate contacts. I don't know if I have got glasses wearers out there. Glass wearers. I don't know. But I hate contacts, apparently. I've tried 5, 6 brands now, and I'm like, my eyes feel like they're bleeding. So I was just like, I'm going to go get glasses now. And it's been 2 weeks, and I haven't seen anything since the 2 weeks marks. So if I'm squinting, just bear with me. All right. This episode's titled God, the Label, and Me. I figured it was a good topic to bring up of like the tension between faith and ambition when you believe God called you to do something, but the timeline is not matching. Your timeline is not matching how it's going. And isn't that life, my friends? So basically, let's see. I'm going to start this out with a moment last summer where I was on my hands and knees, literally on my hands and knees, not figuratively. And I was just kind of like, okay, I thought that this was something I was supposed to be doing, my purpose in this life, which it's hard to differentiate what is like an ego thing of like, I'm called to do this, this is my purpose. And then it not being like actually God's plan for you and it, you just can't hear it. And I had hit that moment last summer where I was like, was this all just my ego talking and like you have a whole different path for me, like what am I supposed to do? Because it was a rough 2025. That was a year of growth, if you will, the most growth I had ever faced in my life so far, and that's saying something because there's a we'll get into those layers later, little NDAs, but there was so much growth I did prior, or so I thought. And at the beginning of 2025, I was like, I'm ready to grow again. Use me. And he did. He did. He took me through my hypothetical wilderness season. I will not lie. It felt like 40 years that I was out there. I was like, I'm parched. I'm ready to be done. But looking back, just like even a brief time span of like, it's only been 3-4 months now since the new year. That's disgusting. It's been 3 months already. Anyways, but that brief amount of time, usually when you look back on something, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's instantly. Instantly, I could see when I look back, like, okay, I don't know where this goes from here, but I do know that is internally, spiritually, like all I could do was either rely on you or try to do this myself. And it wasn't going to work if I did this myself. Like, physically, it was impossible. So he got me into a place where, like, I will say, coming face to face, I was like, I wanted this more than I wanted my relationship with God at one point. It was like I was so scared to let something go that I did not face the reality of, like, if God tomorrow asked me, could you give up everything that's not even yours to begin with? I gave you this blessing, but could you hand it back over? And would you be willing to walk away? And at one point last year, at the beginning of the year, I would have said, I can't do it. I think that was where the lesson came from, was like, if you know any of my story, which I explained in the first episode if you don't. I've done this my whole life. I've fought for this dream and chased for this dream and gone through hell and back. And it's not for any other reason but the fact that I love it and I want to take it as a catalyst and help people through it ultimately. And I've felt like since I was a little girl and I stepped on stage for the first time, I was like, it's not you looking at me and fame and all this. It's like music's the only thing that really in this world that can take a room of people, thousands of people, hundreds of people. And for that, however long in a show, none of us are looking at each other like, where did they come from? Where'd they get that from? What are they wearing? Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. You all are screaming at the top of your lungs with me, or I'll be on the other side of it. But like these songs, you're connecting and you're looking at people like, oh, we're just all one little unit going through some shit. And when I saw that and I wanted to like, I just had this thing planted in my head that I don't know at 6 years old where that could have come from, except for, I thank God. But it was like, you're going to do this and use it to help people on a bigger scale one day. So that's why I've stayed in chasing this when everything told me not to. Literally, there's been times where I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? And financially, like I would, there were seasons, still are the season that we are in, but I'm like, I could go get something that's consistent and safe job-wise and like not feel like this every day where I'm like, do I buy a sandwich today? Can I do two meals? Like there comes a point where I'm just like, okay, like what am I doing? But it's just until he tells me otherwise, it's like, don't move. Don't move until I tell you to. So I've kept going and I had to last year get face-to-face with reality and realize I finally, anybody cared about my music for once, and I grasped on far too tight. And there's the blessing that he can give you or take away at any point, and it's how you manage it that's your job. It is not to any other thing. You don't get to determine if you get that blessing, what that blessing looks like, but it is your job to manage it correctly and remain in the headspace that I'm just a vessel kind of thing. So with that being said, brings me back to, I was on my hands and knees last summer and kind of just like, is this really what you wanted for me or did I hear this all wrong? So let's see, I'm going off my little thing so I stay on course. But I told you guys when it wasn't just like, I want to be a singer. It was like a, you're called to do this. This is why I gave you this, a voice. You're going to use it. And that was super young for me. It was my first offering at church. I was like, I don't understand anything I'm feeling, but if this is God, I want to keep continuing on this. Because it felt, that's every time I get on a stage, I don't take it for granted. It's like the one place that's like the most natural drug, really, that you could get that you're like, I know why I'm here. Because most of the time I'm floating around like, what am I doing here? I think all of us feel like that a lot of days. So faith in general, because I talk about that a lot, is, and that's another reason, is like, I'm here to tell this story. That's why I started this podcast and why I felt the need to start it now, was all of these cards that I got dealt with, my hand of cards, there are some awesome ones. But what you guys don't know is there is equally, if not more, really bad ones. And it's those hand of cards that I've got to use and take from those and say, okay, how do I use this to now help people? So faith has always been the driving role. But there comes a difference between faith, ambition, and the assignment. One comes from the ego and one comes from something deeper. And the one I was operating from at the very beginning was obviously God-driven. Somewhere along the way, especially in LA, you lose which one's driving the ship. And that ship hit a wall, really sunk last year after all these years of trying to keep it afloat, thinking like, I'm just going to keep going like this. You can't. There will come a day where whatever you're chasing industry-wise or like your career job, there will come a day where that ship, depending on how you're driving it with your hands or his, he's going to lead it to a direction where it's like, here we go. You're going to need me. And it's going to take just me to put my hands on this and it work out, because you can keep doing it this way. You're going to waste a lot of time. So my ship hit the wall last year, and I realized the ego was driving it, and that the little moment of like, somebody's listening to my song, that more people are listening. And like, it was like, and I grasped on way too tight. And the fear of losing what was never mine to begin with, I forgot. So I'm staying on track for you guys. Basically, I hit that and I was like, okay, I trust God. Duh. But do I really trust him? And I'm not making, take this however you want, as far as like, I don't know what your beliefs are. If it's the universe, if you, whatever you believe. Insert that if God isn't the right word for you, it is for me. And that's just kind of how I've driven my whole life. And I will share that story. But this isn't like trying to push anything on you. This is truly just my outlook of this is like, life, you've got to let it take you how it's supposed to take you. However that looks for you, it's ultimately not in your hands, no matter who or what you think that name is, you know? So I just want to reiterate that this is strictly me telling you my story, but place this as whoever you need for if you need to hear this message today. But I trust God to an extent until it's like, do I really? And I have my own spreadsheets and deadlines in my head that like, it's starting not to look like what I had mapped out. And now it's crumbling. It's burning in flames before my eyes. And that was last year for me in every sense. So I started to get impatient at first. And I was impatient, and then I was devastated. I was genuinely like, my heart was broken. Probably to the point of like, is this the final heartbreak that I don't come back from this? And that's when I was on my hands and knees. And my spreadsheet and timelines, I said, you can have them. They're gone. I quit. And last year, I almost did quit. The closest I'd ever gotten to quitting. Funny enough, how it looks on the outside, you'd probably think everything but that option was like, everything looks so great. It's not all it looks to be. And I think that putting on a front to make it look like optics-wise for everybody else, yeah, it's important. But nobody knew how bad I was hurting and how bad that I just was tired. And that's okay to be tired. I'm going to try not to cry. But you get to a place where anything in your life, if it's worth chasing, you get tired. And kind of like, what's the point? Does anybody want me here? And like, I feel like I'm messing things up in my life. Every time I say hi just to somebody, it's like, I messed that up. It just felt like me as a person was just like, maybe I should just never talk to anybody again. It's going to be better. And like, maybe you all have felt this before. But I think everybody experiences that once in their life where it's like, what am I even doing here? So I'm going to be real with you guys, because that's why I started this. And it would be dishonest of me not to go to that place. But I got back up. I crawled myself back up to truly just like get me back up every day. It was some days I couldn't even get out of bed. And this dream of mine took a toll on everything. I got skinny. I got like, it was like now externally like starting to show like, why are you still doing this to yourself? And it like, what's the why? So let's see. I got off topic there. I was going to cry. We're going to come back. So, I think we're all wired to like keep going, especially like in the United States culture. It's like we live to work. We don't work to live. And that's kind of like an entrepreneur lifestyle is like there is no off. You just keep going. So you're manifesting. And then all of a sudden it's like God is telling you, wait. And I'm like, I can't wait. I'm in the thick of it. The momentum, we're going, baby. We're here and everything's moving. How could I wait? He'll make you wait. He made me wait. I was like, this is a long wilderness season. And it was the whole year. I was like, I got to a point finally in September, I just put my hands up and I was like, I'm not going to try to force this now because I can't fix this anymore. So I'll wait. What do you want me to learn? And that's where I learned I made this more important than him. And if this was all gone tomorrow, who am I? Am I a good daughter? Am I a good friend? I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't answer that for you because I put this first. I put it before him. I put it before everything. And I had a realization where I was like, I write songs on a floating rock. And I'm shocked that this rock is floating still, but it is nonetheless. And today I'm going to get up and just do good by people. And if my family members and the people I love woke up today, that's all that matters. Everything else, it can wait. So that was my waiting period. And I stopped trying to force everything. It did feel like waiting was losing. And if you're in that season where you don't know you're being asked to wait and it feels like everything's slipping from you, there's a reason why it's on pause. Go with the pause, rest, take a second, take a beat, because you have to do that or else it'll do it for you. I prayed. It felt like silence. And then I got more angry. I was like, "Burr." And then it felt like peace. It felt calm. I was like, I'll wait. You're not telling me to quit because I asked if I should quit. And then I thought that, because this was like shortly after signing to a major label. And it felt like everything was like, here we go. We got a song. Everything's going. And that wait that he asked me to do, I thought it was confirmation that we're like, let's go, baby. We said, I got a major label. We're going to radio. And it was confirmation that he gave me this third time's a charm blessing. But now it's time because it's not right. You're not with the right people. But I can't see that. So I thought that that was confirmation. And he was like, It's confirmed now that you did it. Now you're going to sit. I was like, okay. And then your human brain is like, yeah, everything's crumbling. What's going on? Why are you doing this to me? So I had all last year a place where I had to find peace no matter what I did, what I chose to do. Because if I quit music at one point I was going to, would I really have peace somewhere else in what I was chasing? To find your peace in life, no matter what you're doing, is really hard. When you attach yourself to what you're doing, who you are, what your following is there peace at the end of the day if it all went away? Or are you going to feel chaos? I had to find that last year because I was forced to do nothing but that. And I will say that the music industry and God are not always in the same room. In fact, more times than not. It is... Well, especially nowadays, it's like you have to find a centered person. Shaylin, the person, and Shaylin, the artist that is essentially a product, they're different, but they're the exact same. Like, I have to shut this off over here, and I have to, like, how far do I push it before I'm like, is this what God wanted out of me? What are my morals? What am I willing to, like, give up? Like, they're not always in the same room. And it's what's so extreme that you sell yourself like online and it's like, how far do I push it? There comes a point where it's like if somebody was like, hey, tomorrow you could have all of this if you push this boundary that you probably don't align with, would you do it? There's times in my pop days that, yeah, I crossed it. I'll be honest with you, like, wore very little clothes, said the F word. And I'm like, this isn't what I align with, but they're telling me like, this will do with the trick. And I'm like, okay, that bit me in the ass. And now looking back at my Instagram archived, I was like, ooh, girl, lost. So the industry has asked of me a lot of things that conflicted with my faith and values. And now I've gotten to a point after 2025 where I know what I'll say no to and what I'll say yes to, and boundaries and setting those and who listens and who doesn't. Boundaries are love. all last year, I set boundaries that like, hey, this is making me feel this way to save this relationship. I'm doing this out of love. The other party, very rarely will they see that a boundary is love. It really is. It's not that I hate you. It's I'm doing this to make sure we do not hate each other. If they don't get that, it's like I have to now respect my boundary and set it because you aren't aligned with me. I do this in business. I treat people like this and integrity. You don't. You've got to go. And to set that in place and stand by it was conflicting on every turn. I'm like, I'll stay small. It's fine. I'll make you happy. So it conflicted all year with decisions I had to make and run my business. And let go of people that can't walk with me in this chapter. And I am okay. I'm at peace with that. And I am going to be a villain in their story. And that is okay. They can tell everybody I'm the worst person. I know that I'm not. I can go to sleep at night knowing that I did nothing wrong by you. How you choose to interpret that and then put me in your story is, that's not my job. So I've had to be okay with that. No, like, I know that God, I can go to bed at night and that I'm not sick to my stomach thinking I did somebody wrong. So there are things in every industry that probably you're going to hit, especially in entrepreneur life, of like, how far are you willing to go? Make sure you don't forget what those are, because it's going to come at one point, no matter what you're doing in life. Or like relationships, what are you willing to do if you really like this person? If you don't stand by anything, you'll fall for everything. And words of wisdom right there. I've said that. I was like, oh, dang it. Quote me, it's fine. But it's true. And you will. And then it's like, who is that person? Who am I? You got to have your core values, your core beliefs. Don't forget them. So that's my drops mic. But as holding my identity and now being comfortable talking about my faith, like LA, I felt like you don't really say anything there about it. Like, and thank God country music is like, it's a much more open place. But I wish looking back, I'm like, why did I bury that down? Because I got scared of like what people will like, ugh, I hate that feeling. I'm like, I didn't align with that. So I just kind of just didn't say my story and how much like all of it has to do with God and why I'm taking the time to like make sure now I'm like, I'm not sitting in this position at all without that guy. In fact, I would be, I don't know where I'd be. Not good though. But as a, sometimes with the entertainment industry, as we all know, sex sells and compromising what I like. Country music, granted, thank God, it's not LA where I'm like, I look like an OnlyFans model, but I sing. What? So I'm not compromising that, and I will not anymore. I'm very firm and like, if you don't like it, fine. I'm sorry. But this is my story. So, and now I'm very strong in my show that I lead with at the end. Like, I'm only here to tell this story. My songs are catalysts for that. But I do not compromise that. I'm so firm in my values now and what I will and will not do that if it's meant for me, I will not have to push it and like cross something that I don't believe in doing. If that's how bad I want it to forfeit that, it's not for me. Take it. So make sure you keep your values in everything that you're doing. Do not give up what you don't believe in just to have like the money, the fame, whatever it is. It's like, don't forget those core values because that's where your integrity as a person comes from. It's like you stand by something, you stand by it, period. Okay. So where am I now? I stopped asking God to speed up and started asking him what I was supposed to learn. And what I just told you, that whole spiel, this whole episode, was that I learned you've got to keep your values at the center because you can't give those up in cost or like in exchange for this dream. And at the end of the day, if I had to give it all back, could I? And find peace in whatever he wanted if it was never doing music again. I'm like, no, I could give it up now. Like, if you came down tomorrow, it was like, hand it back over. I'd be like, here you go. What else? Use me however you want me. I am at peace with that. It took the entire year because I would cry and be like, I could do it. And I'm like, no, I can't. And I think that anything you're chasing in this life, any or like a relationship person, like, don't forget you at the center of everything to make sure, like, take care of you, choose you. Never choose somebody or something over your health, your beliefs, all of it. Remember, you've got to have your back. You've got to have whatever you believe in at the center, whatever you stand for at the center. Do not, because it's not worth it, budge on that because people will respect you. You turn something down because you're like, nah, I can't take that, even though it's $1 million, life-changing, but it's like you have to do this. Say no. I'm telling you that now. It is not worth it. It does not lead to riches and gold and fame and all the things. It leads to, like, you don't want to go to bed at night because you're sick to your stomach. And that $1 million isn't really that awesome. Like, whatever it is, just do not abandon all those things for whatever those look like for you. What has the struggle actually taught me that success couldn't have? I mean, priceless information of where I stand today. I know how to run my business. I know how to do a lot of things that I couldn't do last year. I know how to make decisions and sever things with people that I have got to do it. Last year, a year ago, you asked me to do what I did. I couldn't have done it. I was like, I'll stay small and make everybody happy at my own detriment. And what I've learned in this last year and finding peace, no matter where I'm at and what I'm doing, that's priceless to me. The spiritual growth that I had, the internal growth as a person, I wouldn't trade for the world. And it put a pause on any momentum or quote unquote success. And now looking at it, it had to happen because what's ahead is going to be a chapter of winning with good people, doing good by people, with people that align with me. So I'm stoked for all of last year, even though in the moment I was like, please. And my definition of God's timing has evolved tremendously because there got to a point where I started laughing and was like, I don't even know why I'm trying to do this and force this. It's your turn, sir, because it's going to take the hand of you to make this work now. I've done everything I could to manipulate this or not manipulate it. And his timing, I mean, I just had it happen this week. This whole scenario of like this song release and things behind it that were going on that was not my plan on how that was supposed to happen. And I was like, all right, you do you. If this is what it's supposed to be right now, I can't see why. And then he proved me right. Wrong. Whatever that. Proved me wrong. Boy, did he prove me wrong. Mind you, I'm going to shamelessly drop new song out. You smell like a cigarette. Go stream on all streaming platforms. Love you. Anything helps. Anything helps at all. And the visualizer's out. It's pretty good. And then let's see, the honest current state that I'm in, still tension, but still trusting, still impatient. And you know what? That's okay. Some days I'm going to wake up and feel more patient than not. Or tomorrow I might be like, everything's crumbling again. You're human. Give yourself some grace and know that you just got up today and you tried again. Do the best that you can do. Because if tomorrow if we all go wherever we go and it all wins, live every day as if it was that. And I know that's cliche, but take my advice on that, please. Because I wake up every day now, like, if this is my one last day, here we go. Let's live it up. So I love you guys. I don't have this all figured out, but I still believe I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Even if some days it feels like I'm behind. And I share that to you too. You're not behind. You're right on time. I love you.